This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. It is time to stuff your pants into your socks because we are entering tick season here in New Hampshire. Some scientists say there won't be as many ticks this year because of the recent drought. For more on this, we turn to David Brooks. He's a reporter for the Concord Monitor and the writer of that paper's weekly Granite Geek column. And he's also the host of tonight's Science Cafe at the Draft Sports Bar in Concord. That begins at 6 o'clock. And the topic of Science Cafe this week is Lyme disease. David, welcome.
Glad to be here.
David, that drought made it hard for ticks to survive. How badly did it damage the tick population?
Well, I'm unfortunately not wildly severely, I don't think. And it's not like anybody's out there, you know, counting heads and determining the exact population. It just seems like there are fewer of the black-legged ticks we're talking about now, which are the ones that carry Lyme, and they're the little tiny ones that are hard to see. For some reason, there seems to be at least as many, if not more, dog ticks this spring. Lots of people have been saying, hey, where are all the ticks coming from? And they do seem to be dog ticks, which are larger and don't carry Lyme. But basically, ticks, because they're flat, don't like dry, hot weather because they dry out easily. They have a lot of surface area for their volume. And so they much prefer it when it's cool or damp. And so when it's hot and dry, they either die, they either dry out, or they snuggle way down in the grass and hide. And then when you walk past, they can't grab you.
Okay. You mentioned two different kinds of ticks, the black-legged tick and the dog tick. They carry different kinds of diseases. If you find a tick on you or on your child or on your pet, how do you determine which is which?
Don't worry about it. Just take it off.
Don't worry about it at all?
Take it off. So, I mean, it can be a little tough because they're very different sizes at different times of their life. The nymph ticks are much smaller. The young, you just pull them off. Don't try and do anything fancy with a match or anything or alcohol. Just pull them off. The head won't be embedded in. If you're really worried, you can save them. Stick them in a little bit of alcohol. I have a jar of alcohol in my kitchen in the summertime where I sometimes dump ticks in because that'll kill them. And if you really need to, you can actually send them into UNH and ask what they are. But that's probably not worth it. You should assume if there's a tick on you that it might be a tick that carries Lyme, and it probably didn't give you Lyme. It takes, I forget the time, 48 hours or something like that for the actual disease to make it into your blood. You just watch the spot where it bit, and if it turns into the little target, so if it looks like a target, a red ring around a red dot, then you should go see a doctor.
So tonight's Science Cafe is about Lyme disease, which some of these ticks do carry. You wrote in your column that perhaps New Hampshire has the highest percentage of people with Lyme disease.
I've seen the number tossed around. Certainly, you know, New England, northern New England is the Lyme disease capital of the United States. It obviously was discovered in Lyme, Connecticut, after all. And we seem to have a very, probably the highest population. I mean, it kind of depends. It's not always that easy to determine what is and isn't Lyme disease, which is part of the reason it's been a little controversial in the past.
This number hard to pin down.
It's hard to pin down. It's not like there's an automatic test for it for every patient, so it's only people who are reporting symptoms or their doctors have concerns get tested. So it's not the whole population. But there's no question there's an awful lot of it here.
Okay. In general, though, the best prevention for Lyme disease or coming in contact with ticks, aside from staying at home and never leaving your house, is what I mentioned earlier, tucking your pants into your socks.
Well, that's certainly one of the very good ways. So basically, the best prevention is to not get the tick to bite you in the first place. And you want to go outside because it's gorgeous. What's the point of living in New Hampshire if you don't go outside? So you got to take some various remedies. One of the things, so I have, for example, a pair of permethrin pants. These are pants in which the permethrin, which is an insecticide that ticks are particularly vulnerable to, is actually embedded in the fabric. And I keep them in my mudroom.
You have a pair of pants made partially with insecticide. Is that
well,
what you're saying?
It's sort of, yeah. During the process, it's part of the fabric.
They dip it in.
They do something. They wave a magic wand over it or
wow.
something. So, and it doesn't smell or anything, and they don't look weird. They look just like normal pants. But I keep them in my mudroom, and anytime I go out to the garden or out to the field where you sort of have the high grass, which is really where ticks will grab onto you. If you're in the deep woods, usually it's not a problem. And if you're walking in a well-mowed yard, no problem. But it's sort of the high grass where the ticks can stand on the top of the grass and grab you as you walk by. So I, of course, tuck my pants into my socks, and then if ticks do grab me, they'll start crawling up as they do. That's their automatic thing, and they will come up over my socks, and they will come to my insecticide-laden pants, and they will be unhappy and fall off or hopefully die.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have those kind of pants, you still should tuck them into your socks so the ticks will crawl up, and they will stay on the outside of your pants. And so when you come back in, you check the outside of your pants. It's better if they're light-colored even and see if they're ticks. And above and beyond all that, even if you've done this, you need to check yourself at the end of the day. You're going to take a shower or whatever. If you've been outside all day long, check yourself. Look underneath your armpit and in your groin and all these other places. And if you have lots of freckles, it's hard. If you're dark-skinned, it's particularly hard. But that's really kind of part of life in New Hampshire now.
Well, David, thank you very much.
You bet.
That's David Brooks. He's a reporter for the Concord Monitor and the writer who always has his pants tucked into his socks, even when it's not tick season, graniteGeek.org. And there are probably lots more questions you have about Lyme disease, about ticks in New Hampshire. You can ask them tonight at the Science Cafe. It begins at 6 o'clock at the Draft Sports Bar in Concord.